It's pressed. Time remaining 9 minutes 57 seconds.
Okay, just for the file, you can state your name and title and position.
Jim Murphy, MP, leader of the Scottish Labour Party. Well, we're invited by Labour's candidate Melanie Ward to come along to Glenrothes. It's the first time that any cabinet or shadow cabinet has ever been to Glenrothes. It's a first in Scottish politics, and because Melanie had invited us to come and see the constituency, come and listen, obviously to discuss with Lindsay Roy as well, just the pressures of unemployment, young people who can't find a proper job, and people who are worried about the local National Health Service, because those are the real concerns, and the Labour Party has some pretty straightforward answers to some of these big problems. We'll employ 1,000 more nurses for the NHS, and we'll guarantee job training or an apprenticeship for every young person in Fife, using a banker's bonus tax to pay the price.
Okay, and do you feel the tours are helping to get the Labour message through?
This is a different way of doing politics, and that's why we're in Glenrothes today. This isn't the norm. Usually have these cabinet meetings are in meeting parliaments rather than local communities, and Glenrothes is a great place to come. It's a way of listening to people. We'll be out and about. We'll be meeting workers, apprentices. We'll be meeting those working in the National Health Service, and Melanie Ward and I will also be meeting local businesses. It's just a different way of doing politics, I think. In a world where people are cynical and sceptical about politicians, breaking through that's important, and that's one of the reasons why we're in Glenrothes today.
What are the issues being raised by the members of the public? Is it mainly the NHS, do you find, or is there a myriad of other things as well?
The main things that come up are the SNP government's mishandling of the National Health Service and the A&E crisis that's developing, the lack of cleanliness in some of the wards, including at Victoria. And then there's also real concerns that a lot of people go out to work and don't feel better off. So I'll be talking today to workers about Labour's plans for an £8 national minimum wage. I think that'll make a real change to people. And then also guaranteeing those who are out of work, all those young people who are out of work, guaranteeing them a job, an apprenticeship or training. That's the type of hard-nosed, realistic politics and policies that people, I think, in Fife want. And Labour can deliver that. We're determined to do so. If we win the election, that's exactly what we'll do. Well, of course, the SNP are ahead in the polls, and that's bad news for the Labour Party, but I think it's also bad news for Scotland, because the big issue of this general election is, can we get rid of David Cameron? Can Scotland help get rid of a Prime Minister that we don't want? And for any seat that the SNP take from Labour, it reduces the chances of Labour being the biggest party, increases the chance of David Cameron clinging on to power, because in every election since long before the Second World War, whichever party leader has the most seats in Parliament gets to run the government. And by accident, those people who go out and vote SNP, who defeat the Labour Party in local seats, just leads to David Cameron celebrating and clinging on to power.
You're looking to be an MP in May, I hear. Does that mean you're eye off being Scottish leader?
No, I'm in Glenrothes this morning. I'm obviously not in my own constituency. I'm there listening, campaigning. I'm determined to win in my own constituency in May, and then to be Labour's candidate for First Minister in 2016. I take one election at a time, of course. I'm not taking anything for granted, but I'm determined to continue to lead the Scottish Labour Party with energy, and being in Glenrothes today is part of that leadership, and it's a different way of doing politics. I'm really looking forward to the meetings today. If I'm elected First Minister in 2016, I'll bring passion, I'll bring a love of our country, a determination to always do the right thing, but I'll also bring an £8 national minimum wage for workers. I'll bring additional investment in the NHS, 1,000 more NHS nurses, funded by, not by tax increases, but funded by a mansion tax on £2 million homes across the UK. We'll use the money raised from that to invest in Scotland's NHS. The NHS is our most important asset in Scotland. We should care for it forever, and that investment a Labour investment is a different way of doing things. I think it would be welcomed.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm absolutely fine with that, if you're okay.
Yeah, I'm having plenty.
Great. Okay.